It's been almost 5 years since we started this journey of building a software tool to liberate and educate entrepreneurs who wanted to change the world. This podcast reveals the tips and strategies we and our fellow entrepreneurs have used to start, build, grow, and scale their companies. My name is Dave Woodward. Join me as I take you behind the scenes so you can hear what works, what doesn't, and the strategies being used to get your message out to the world. Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. Welcome back, Funnel Hackers. What a crazy, crazy summer this has been. So many things have been going on. I've been traveling a ton with family and with work and everything. And over the next couple of episodes, I'll try to share some of the travels and things I've learned and how it actually can help you and benefit you in what you're currently doing. But what I want to talk to you guys about now is your rite of passage. And this is one of the things. In fact, let me tell you a little story about what happened recently. For those of you guys who know me, I've got a beautiful wife who I absolutely adore, and we have four boys. My oldest son is Chandler. Next one is Parker. My third one is Christian, and then Jackson. So Christian is our third son, who is basically actually just yesterday left on his mission to go to London, England. And so as a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, what he's going to end up doing for the next 2 years is he's actually going to be out providing service and talking to others about our Savior Jesus Christ and really trying to basically help people understand his own beliefs, but how that can bring happiness into their own life. And it's one of the things where I remember years ago, I had the opportunity of serving a mission and I ended up going down to Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. And my best friend growing up in high school was a guy named Sean Hoban. And he was staunch Catholic. He went to Notre Dame. I went to Brigham Young University. And I remember talking to his dad, who was about 6'4", huge guy. I just totally admired, but also was always scared to death of. And I remember him coming up to me as I was leaving on my mission at the time and said, "Dave, I just want you to know how proud I am of you." And I'm like, "Well, Mr. Hoban, I really appreciate that." And he's like, "No, I'm serious." He goes, "I think every young man needs to either serve a mission or else they need to go into the military." He goes, "I think every man needs to grow up. And the best way of growing up is by going and doing something for somebody else that's not about you. And being in the military or ROTC or going on a mission, that's what it does for you." And I thought a lot about that since then. And I've looked at a lot of the young men or young women who basically go on missions or serve in the military. But for me, just because it's so close to home, it's been a mission for my son Christian. And seeing him getting ready to go on a mission and realizing he's going to be gone from what normal 18-year-olds would consider normal life for the next 2 years. And literally he's kind of going through a rite of passage where to me, it's not a matter of converting people to a certain faith or belief. To me, it's all about what does that young man learn? Who does he become? What beliefs does he gain? And when you look at your own life, there are certain rites of passage that you have to go through. And as an entrepreneur, there's a lot of rite of passages. And I've thought a lot about this from a business perspective. And if you take a look strategically at your life and the different experiences that you've had, where have been the things that you really learned and grew from where you may not want to go back and relive those, but at the same time, you know that had you not gone through that, as crazy that experience may have been for good or bad, that you wouldn't be where you are right now. And it was kind of that rite of passage that you have to go through to appreciate where you're at and to understand and to have empathy for either for the people who are following you or for the people you're coaching or for the people who you plan to impact. And so I look around at my own life and some of the points where I remember like 2008 through 2012 were some of the darkest, deepest times of my life where I was losing absolutely everything, where our house was up for possibly foreclosure. I was getting a notice of default. I remember getting letters on the door, people bringing certified mail to the house that I had to sign for, and realizing that how angry I was at God and frustrated, thinking, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. I'm trying to provide for my family. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And the whole world seemed to be collapsing around me. And yet I look back at it now, and the entrepreneurial muscle that I developed and the faith and the beliefs and the stamina and the endurance and the ability to go through literally a refiner's fire and to come out on the other side, the experiences and the knowledge that I have now is all because of all the crazy stuff I went through over a 4 to 5 year period of time where there was no light at the end of the tunnel. And it was a rite of passage as an entrepreneur and as a business owner where I lost a business, where I ended up having to close down other businesses. I remember a time prior to that when I had a very large insurance agency, and as times were getting super lean, I actually ended up having to fire almost just over 45, 50 people. And just because we couldn't continue doing what we were doing. And I look at those times and I think, as painful as they were, they have allowed me to become the business owner and the man that I am now, to then now be involved in helping grow a $100 million company to soon to be a $300 million company. And soon after that, to be $500 million and hopefully soon a $1 billion company. But I wouldn't have the entrepreneurial muscle and the stamina and the endurance had I not gone through those rites of passage of pain and suffering. I remember talking to Alex Hormozi and he said, you know what? Your business is either growing or you're growing. Rarely do both of them grow simultaneously. And I thought so much about that, where when my business was failing, I was growing like crazy. And when my business was growing, things got easier. I was taking all of the things that I learned when life was literally where I felt like the whole world was caving in around me. And I've used that knowledge and those skills to help build up and to go forward. We were recently in a meeting talking about some legal issues, and only because I've had to deal with more attorneys and lawsuits than I care to reflect on. But what I was able to basically help people understand is that is an attorney's opinion. That does not mean that's exactly what we're going to do. You get an attorney's opinion, and then you as the business owner have to decide how you're going to respond to that. I can get an attorney's opinion for pros and for cons of whatever we want to do. And so typically, as you go through some of the experiences in your life as a business owner, entrepreneur, realize it's a rite of passage. It's who you will become. Don't give up on your dream. Don't let someone else steal away what your passion is. There's not a problem of putting life on hold or of accepting a plan B or realizing that, you know what, I may be doing things right now that are not my dream, but doing what I am right now is going to allow me to get to my dream. And I've thought so much about it as my son now is going out to serve a mission. A lot of people ask me, gosh, Dave, why do they go out for 2 years and what do they do? And I've had the opportunity of talking to so many people about this. And I've thought back so many times to what Mr. Hoban taught me as far as every young man needs to go on a mission or go in the military, ROTC or something like that so they can grow up and realize who they are. I then thought of the different life experience I've had when life really, I thought the entire world was collapsing around me. I remember driving a car way too fast, just hoping that something bad was going to happen so I wouldn't have to deal with all the crap that was going on around me. And I understand that for some of you guys who are listening, this, you're in that right now and you're in the thick of it. And I just want you to know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel and it's not an oncoming train. It actually is something that you have the opportunity of learning from and growing from. True, it's something anyone wants to do, but by doing it, you will become the type of leader, the type of business owner, the type of entrepreneur that will get you to that next business. There have been a lot of businesses in my life that were stepping stones to get me to the businesses that I'm in now. There have been a lot of businesses that I didn't get into because it was what I wanted to do. They were more like a practice business. They were more like a practice funnel. It was more of a matter of selling something to learn, to grow, so I could then take that skill set and use that for the next business. So hopefully you understand kind of the things that we've been going through in our own personal life with sons going on missions. It's crazy. I miss him so much. But at the same time, I know it's the right thing for him, just as it's the right thing for many of you guys who are listening right now, just to stick to it. To realize that it is your rite of passage and that you will gain the skills and you will become the type of person who you want to become. I take a look at, I was talking with Steve Larson recently, and just, it's fun for me as I take a look back over, we are celebrating ClickFunnels' 5th anniversary, September 23rd. And all of the different people, as I look at the different journeys of where they've come, I was talking with Brandon Poulin, did a podcast with him not too long ago, and realizing today, Inc. released their, you know, Inc. 500 list. And it was 4 years ago when I remember he and Kalen Poulin were sitting there struggling, barely, just barely crushing through the six-figure mark and saying, you know, they were going to be some of the very best case studies, best people in the world from ClickFunnels. And we were Funnel Hacking Live, our second one, I believe, down in San Diego, where I remember talking to them about it. And it's 4 years later, and they now are on, they are literally the number fourth fastest growing company in America, as a, rated by Inc. And I look at a lot of the different success stories we have, and I think the part that a lot of people don't see is they don't see behind the scenes. They don't see all the mishaps, all the, it's really easy to say, oh man, it's an overnight success. Yeah, it is a 20, it's an overnight success that took 20 years to get to that one night to have the overnight success. And just realize that your rites of passage as you go through these things are going to get you to where you need to go. So just remember, you truly are just one funnel away. Have an amazing day. I hope to see you guys at Funnel Hacking Live. It's I actually am out here right now in Denver, just landed, and we are about ready to start Unlock the Secrets, which is an event for our two Combo Club X coaching students. And they got here because they were at Funnel Hacking Live. It's the only way they could get here. And so if you haven't been to one of our Funnel Hacking Live events, it's the best place to meet and talk to others who have gone through their own rites of passage, who are might be going through them right then and there. It's where you have the opportunity of connecting and networking and spending time with those people who are have the same mindset and the same goals and ambitions and dreams and desires that you have. So if you haven't been to one recently, or if you have, regardless, you need to be at the next one. So go to funnelhackinglive.com, get a ticket. I would love to see you. Please come meet me and say, you know what, Dave, I remember listening to your podcast on Rite of Passage, and because of that, that I'm here at Funnel Hacking Live. So have an amazing day. We'll talk to you guys soon. See ya. All right, hopefully you enjoyed the podcast. Right now, as we're going on our journey to 100,000 users, we really want to invite you along. And one of the ways we can invite you along is we want to find out what you think about what we're currently doing. So please rate, review this, share this with others, take a picture of this and post on Instagram, tag us in it, tag Funnel Hacker Radio or tag Dave Woodward. We'd love to know what your thoughts are. And most importantly, the ways that we can actually help you journey to whatever number of users or customers or community you're trying to build. Remember, you're just one funnel away.